Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in theaters and streaming.
The Lost Daughter on Netflix stars Olivia Colman, Ed Harris, and Dakota Johnson.
And Susan, it marks a sympathetic and sensitive directing debut for actress Maggie Gyllenhaal, who also adapted the screenplay from a novel by Elena Ferrante.
This is a film about an older woman, a professor of literature, on holiday by the sea. And on the beach, she sees a very young mother watching her baby girl. While watching, the older woman becomes tearful. While I tried to figure out the characters and the motivations of this film, there was building suspense and a pervasive feeling of dread. I believe you'd classify this as a psychological drama. It showed a disturbing vignette of a woman's flashbacks of her own behavior as a young mother.
And Susan, this is a movie that pins its hope for success on its cast. Stellar acting from Oscar winner Olivia Colman is the main attraction, but in those flashbacks you referred to, Jesse Buckley is equally good as the younger version of the character.
Is she mentally ill? Her behavior with a little girl's doll would seem so.
With everything this film had in its favor, I had hoped to find it more involving. The overall atmosphere is almost oppressively dour. I found it to be something admirable, but not particularly insightful.
Russ, there was good acting by every actor, but the film makes the audience really work at connecting all the dots. And there are many dots.
True enough, but for those who are in search of a movie that challenges them, forces them to think, then The Lost Daughter just might fill the bill. Expect some acting nominations for this one. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.